Okay, you hear that? That's a Cessna coming over the fence right now. And there is a woman in an orange vest standing in the grass with two orange wands crossed over her head, and she is about to do something I never get tired of watching. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check. And today I'm not taking you to a cockpit or a museum. I'm taking you to the grass, the actual grass, because the most incredible piece of aviation I have seen this week did not fly. It stood in a field, in the heat, in a straw hat, and waved airplanes into a parking spot the size of a driveway. I'm standing on the flight line at Oshkosh Whitman Regional Airport, and I have got to tell you about the people in the orange vests. You have to see this. But first, let me tell you who's keeping the lights on today. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. And speaking of the people who deserve a coin, hold that thought because I'm about to introduce you to a few thousand of them. AviationSoul.com. So here's the thing. Most people don't understand about a fly-in this size. The airplanes are the easy part. I mean, look, the airplanes are gorgeous. Do not get me wrong, but every one of those airplanes has to land and roll out and then somehow end up parked in a neat little row on a grass field with 10,000 of its closest friends, wingtip to wingtip, and nobody dings anybody, and it all just works. How the vests? It's the vests. Let me take you there. It is early. The dew is still on the grass and the sun is coming up over the tree line and it is already warm. You can smell cut grass and 100 low lead and coffee. And out in the middle of this enormous green field, before most of the campers have even unzipped their tents, there are people walking to their positions, orange safety vests, straw hats or ball caps, a water jug clipped to the belt, two orange wands in the back pocket like a gunslinger. These are the flight line volunteers, and at this event run by the Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA, the flight line operation is almost entirely volunteers. Regular pilots, regular people. They take vacation time, they pay their own way, they sleep in a tent, and then they stand in a field in July and park airplanes for free because they love it. I'm not kidding. They love it. I walked up to one of them this morning, a guy who's been doing this for, he told me, 19 years, same week every summer. And I asked him why. And he just kind of laughed and swept his arm out over the field and said, where else am I going to get a view like this? Fair point, sir, fair point. Now, here's where it gets good, because this is a whole language out here, and once you learn to read it, you cannot unsee it. Watch the Marshra, that's the person guiding the airplane in. They've got the two wands, and every single motion means something specific. And the pilot up front is reading those motions like sheet music, arms out, wands pointing up, waving toward their own body. Come to me, keep coming. One wand pointing, the other sweeping, turn that way, follow the sweep. And the big one, the one you feel in your chest, both wands crossed over the head, stop, right there, that's it. There is no radio for this, I want you to sit with that for a second. This airplane just came off a runway, mixed in with 100 others, and now it is being parked with no words at all. Just a human being and two orange sticks and a whole lot of trust, and it is beautiful to watch, it really is. Let me set the whole scene for you, because a single arrival is a little symphony and most folks never notice it. The airplane clears the runway and there's a volunteer waiting right there, arm out, pointing down the taxi line, follow me, and the airplane rolls, slow propeller ticking over and it gets handed off. One Mercer to the next, down the line like a bucket brigade. You come off the runway and you're literally passed from person to person across this field, each one picking you up and pointing you along and handing you to the next set of wands. Nobody's stopping, it just flows. And then you reach your row and the last Mercer steps out and now it's just you and them. They walk you in, little corrections, left a touch, straighten up, keep coming, keep coming. And the wings on either side are close. I mean close, you've got airplanes parked so tight, the tie-down ropes almost share a stake, and then both wands crossed overhead, stop, and the pilot pulls the mixture and the propeller swings down and goes quiet, and there's that half a second of silence before the next one comes over the fence. That right there, that is ramp culture, that's the whole thing in one moment. Now let me geek out for a second, because this is the part that really got me. The most famous version of this at Oshkosh happens on the runway itself. During the busiest arrivals, they don't park you off the pavement one at a time. They land airplanes and turn them right onto the grass in waves. And to do that safely, they use colored dots, actual colored dots painted or marked on the runway. And the tower and the controllers will tell an arriving pilot, land on the green dot, land on the orange dot, land on the pink dot. You heard me, land on the pink dot. Because when you're moving this many airplanes an hour, and this is routinely one of the busiest control towers in the entire world during this week, you cannot just say cleared to land and hope for the best. You give each airplane a specific piece of pavement, a specific spot, so three or four of them can be on the same runway at the same time, spaced out. each one aiming for its own colored mark, and the controllers are famous for it. That warm, encouraging voice, nice job. Welcome to Oshkosh, rock your wings. And that whole system, the dots, the waves, the follow me, handoffs, all of it dumps those airplanes right into the arms of the vest crew on the grass. It's one continuous machine from the fence to the tie down, and it is run by volunteers and a controller's voice and two orange sticks. This is incredible, and I want to tell you about the human story because there's always a human story, and I found a good one. I was standing out near the vintage rose watching a Mercer work, and between arrivals, I got to talking with her. She's a school teacher, flies a little tail dragger back home, and she told me she started volunteering out here because a Mercer once parked her years ago on her very first flight into Oshkosh, and she was terrified. First big fly-in, wingtips everywhere, way over her head. And the person on the ground looked her right in the eye and gave her this calm, steady set of signals and got her stopped and then just gave her a thumbs up and a smile. And she said that thumbs up is the reason she came back. And now she's the one giving it. She said, I get to be somebody's calm today, and I have not stopped thinking about that line since she said it. That's what these people do out here. They're not just parking airplanes. They are the first face you see when you arrive at the biggest gathering of airplanes on planet Earth. They are the welcome. They are the calm. And a lot of these folks are out here dawn to dusk. They rotate positions so nobody's baking in the sun too long. They drink water like it's their job. Because in July in Wisconsin, out on that grass with no shade, it kind of is. They wave to the kids in the back seats. They help the nervous first timer. They know exactly when to be firm and exactly when to smile. And they get sunburned and they get tired. And every single one of them will tell you it's the best week of their year. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about flying into a big event like this for the first time, let me pass along what the veterans out here told me, because it's good ramp etiquette, and it'll make you look like you've done it before.
Watch the Marsher, not your instruments, not your phone. The Marsher, their eyes are on your wingtips and the airplane next to you in a way that yours simply cannot be from the cockpit. When they say come, you come slow. When they say stop, you stop now, not after you finish your thought. Keep your speed on the ground to a crawl. A slow airplane is an airplane everybody can save. A fast one is a problem. And when you get parked and that propeller finally winds down, roll your window open and say thank you. Say it out loud, because that person has been standing in a field since sunrise so that your arrival felt easy. That's the culture. That's the unwritten rule of the ramp. You take care of the people who take care of you. You know, we spend so much time in this hobby talking about the machines, the horsepower, the restorations, the record flights. And I love all of it. You know, I do. But the machines don't park themselves. Somewhere behind every one of these gorgeous rows of airplanes is a person in an orange vest who will never be in the magazine, who doesn't get the trophy, who paid their own gas money to come stand in a field and wave sticks at strangers for a week. And the whole thing, this entire impossible ballet of 10,000 airplanes runs on them.
So the next time you fly into a fly-in, any fly-in, big or small, and somebody in a vest walks you into your spot and crosses those wands over their head and gives you the thumbs up, I want you to remember that's not staff. That's not a machine, that's a volunteer. That's somebody's calm, give them a wave back. My thanks to the Experimental Aircraft Association and the Flightline volunteers out here at Oshkosh who let me pester them between arrivals and told me their stories. You can find more from the show at radiohanger.com. I'm gonna go stand back out on the grass and watch a few more come in, because I'm telling you that stop signal, both wands over the head and the propeller going quiet, I will never get tired of it. This is Ramp Catch You on the Flightline.